Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charan Birmahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, tonight the San Jose Sharks are celebrating the Sick Heritage Night. There'll be a lots of activities related to that at the north entrance on the concourse. So get your turban on tonight. They'll be tying free turbans on the concourse. Well, before we get to the tonight's matchup, the San Jose Sharks only played one game since the big trade of Mikael Granlund and Cody Ceci to the Dallas Stars. So last game was sort of test of where the Sharks stand without their point leader Granlund, and of course Ceci, who was playing 22-23 minutes of ice time. So those two were big losses for the San Jose Sharks. Now, for the Canadians, when the Sharks played against the Canadians, they started off the scoring in the first period. They were leading 1-0, and it was a power play goal by Celebrini. One of the most beautiful goals I saw, because all five Sharks players touched the puck sequentially as a snake down from the blue line all the way to the goal. It went from the blue line, left, right, and in the net. So check that out if you haven't seen it. But nonetheless, in the second period, Sharks gave up a power play goal. But right after that, they gave up their first 5-on-5 goal. Now, later on, the Sharks came back and tied the game. It was tied in the third. But in the last 5 minutes, Sharks gave up a shorthanded goal for a final score of 4-3 Montreal. So let's start on some of the things that worked for the Sharks and some of the things that didn't, and how that will play into the matchup tonight. Well, first of all, if we start off from the goal that really costed the Sharks the game, Sharks were on a power play with an opportunity perhaps to get a W, but it turned badly. Just on that right blue line, William Eklund sort of couldn't settle the puck, which led to a 2-on-1 with Timothy Liljegren in the middle. And of course, as the rush went down all the way to the Sharks, near the Sharks net, Liljegren couldn't stop that pass from getting across. Then a one-timer shot ended up in the net. And of course, Georgiev was in the net, and he was unable to make a save on that. And that's how that game ended for the Sharks. So we had an opportunity to talk to Timothy on what he thought went right, what he thought went wrong. Now, Timothy was really hard on himself. He thought he had a horrible game. He was only -1 in that game and had about 17 minutes and 25 seconds of ice time. So here's Timothy talking about his performance, and more importantly, on that 2-on-1, what he should or should not have done. So Timothy, how'd you feel in the last night's matchup?
I feel like it was up and down. I feel like I played good at times, and then at times I made some stupid plays up the middle that kind of came back right at us. So a little up and down, but I feel like my game's not really where I want it to be, so I'm kind of trying to figure out a way to be more consistent. And obviously this year I haven't really gone my way this far, so it's up to me to kind of find the level of consistency to kind of help the team win night in and night out, and that's what I'm working on.
And after that big trade, of course, everybody had little jitters. Here comes a game, how it's gonna roll out, and so on. I mean, given that you guys lost some big pieces here, and a forward and a defender, right-handed shot at that. Given that, you guys feel a little comfortable that going forward it can get a little better there.
Can you repeat that?
So having lost CC, And now Sharks have a two right-handed shots on defenders. So there's a lot of jitters, how it would work out. There's a lot of new combinations. So given all those variables, you feel it was a good performance given the circumstances for a first game after that?
Well, obviously those were two big important pieces of our team and play a lot of minutes. So obviously they're going to be missed. C's played a lot of minutes, played a penalty kill, and it was a big presence back there. So obviously on the back end he's going to be missed. But I thought we had a positive response yesterday. Once again we kind of let the game go in the last minutes of the game, but we just gotta have guys step up, kind of take on their roles, and try and stay positive and end the season on a good note.
Now, Alexander Georgiev did not look good on the stat sheet. He was a .800 save percentage. He made 16 saves on 20 shots. But watching the game, he looked pretty solid. He didn't look that bad. I mean, a couple of those goals, of course, were passes going from left to right. And it's really hard for the goalie to make a save on that. Yes, he could have come up big on that 2-on-1. But nonetheless, that didn't happen. And also, on that, there was only one 5-on-5 goal by the Canadians, and that was the second goal in the second period. And in that goal, Georgiev could not see the puck at all. He was trying to find it. The puck was going from his left to his right. As he pulled to his right, it wasn't there. It ended up going back in the left, on the left side, and a shot came from the inside of that right circle, which ended up in the net. So, couple of things. So one of the guys that was blocking him was Henry Thrun. So Georgiev actually had a talk with him, and you could kind of tell from up here he said something, and I'm sure he was talking about, hey, I got to be able to see the puck to make a save. So here's Georgiev on his thoughts on that goal. So Georgiev, how you felt in the game last night?
I felt good. Not a ton of shots on that, but I felt there was a lot of good chances and made some good saves, and we were in the game the whole time. Tight game, was fun to be in it, and just a bad break 5 minutes before the end. But overall, a lot of good yesterday.
In their second goal in the second period, not the power play one, but right after it, what happened on that play? I think you had the save, but you kind of lost the puck in your feet. Then it went. The second one won by a new hook. And what did you see on that goal?
I didn't see anything. I just saw the lamp go off. Kind of. There's a lot of traffic in front of me, and I tried to be big and tried to just use my instincts to be big in the net for a shot. And then when I realized there was probably not a shot, I tried to get back in the net, kind of, and see what happens. But there was nothing there. Couldn't see anything.
So it seemed like you had a quick discussion with Henry right after that, right? Right up.
No, I didn't. I didn't talk to him. It's just a really tough play. I watched the video later, and it felt like five or six guys were in front of me, and you try your hard to find the puck there.
Well, we had a chance to speak with Henry Thrun about his performance in the last matchup, and especially on that second goal, a little conversation, I guess. Not really a conversation, it was a really short talk between him and Alexander. So here's Henry talking about the game, and especially talking about that second goal by the Canadians, 5-on-5, where he kind of blocked the vision for Alexander Georgiev. So Henry, without a couple of important guys, is the first game last night. How do you guys think you guys did overall defensively?
We did fine. I don't think it was. We probably gave up a couple more chances, and they hit a couple posts. But at the end of the day, gave ourselves a chance to win. But unfortunately, didn't complete it and get the win. So that's what matters most right now.
So on their second goal in that second period, I know Georgi was saying something to you. You guys were in a big discussion right after that goal. What was that all about?
It might have been a different guy. I don't think I was talking to him after.
I'm pretty sure it was you and him. I don't know if he was saying he wanted you to not be in front of him, or there's something going on, or maybe he didn't see the shot, or what was happening.
I didn't remember talking to Georgie, but yeah, the shot. They had some guys in front, and they had a screen, so. I gotta find a way to either move those guys early or make sure Georgie can see. Because if he can't see it, I don't expect him to stop it. So, doesn't have to do with Georgie there.
Just from the position, that's what I thought he might have been saying. But I know there's a lot of crowd there, and just like happened so quickly, So.
Yeah. No, I haven't spoken to him about it. Or spoken to anyone about it. I haven't actually even watched it, but that's what I remember happening. There was just a lot of bodies, and probably didn't see the puck, and I was one of the guys in front, so I got to help him find a way to see the puck.
Well, in the last matchup, the San Jose Sharks gave up two shorthanded goals, so penalty kill just wasn't clicking. And also, the defense struggled. Honestly, going into that game, I thought we would probably struggle more in the offense with Mikael Granlund being the point leader, but that was not the case. So here's Coach talking about the defense, talking about goalie, and also talking about the penalty kill. Any changes you're looking to make for the penalty kill?
Yeah, we've talked at length about it yesterday and today. So I would say the biggest change is we've got to stay out of the box.
Georgi's stats didn't look too good, obviously, on the last game, but it seemed like he'd done a lot better than the stats. What are some of the messages for the defenders there? It seemed like two goals, he saw nothing.
Yeah, we obviously screen him. The one Henry screens him and he can't find the puck. Yeah, I think he's given us a chance. I'm sure there's a couple saves he wants to make to help us, put us over the top. And I think you look back at it, that's usually what it comes down to in this game is goaltending. Montembeau makes a big save on Mac in the power play, and then we go down and give up a goal. It's a 2-on-1. I'm not gonna give it on Georgie on that. Does he want to make the save? I'm sure he does. He's a competitor. But it comes down to a couple plays here and there, and it seems like that's been the case really all year, and we've been on the flip side of that.
With Shakir, you talked about you wanting to be aggressive. I was also talking to another young defenseman, Jack Thompson. What is sort of the kind of message for him that you just kind of want him to focus on?
Yeah, defensively, and then he's obviously a guy that can break out pucks and execute, and he's got to make sure he's really focused on his breakout reads, and then he's executing those reads. I think sometimes he makes the right read, and then the pass is in his feet, passes behind him, so we got to put pucks on our forward sticks, and they got to defend and close quickly and end plays. I think ending plays for a defenseman is one of the biggest attributes you can have to play in this league. If you look at the best of the best, they all end plays. Those are the guys that, sign big contracts. The Pettersons, the Borgen kid in New York, those guys are getting those contract extensions. I would arguably say because they end plays.
How do you like them? In this couple games here.
Yeah, they've done some good things. Again, it comes down to consistency, right? They do it one shift and they can't do it the next. So, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but that's really what it comes down to, and it's up to us coaches to continue to push that and develop that, because I think they both have the tools to play at this league and be really good defensemen because of their, they have some sort of tool that is useful. Shaq is big and long, can make plays, can skate, can break out a puck. I think he's going to get better and better as he plays. Tomer's got some offensive instincts. He can break out a puck. He's working on the defensive side of his game. So it just takes Steve some time to develop. And I think those guys have taken, some days it's two step forward and one step back. And we got to continue to work with them.
A couple more guys. Clip's been out there skating the last few days here. No setbacks here would be going to be the option for Saturday?
Possibly. We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
He's in there and he's in on his game. How much do you got to miss his mister?
When he is on his game, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's something we don't have, size, skating, skill. If we can put it all together, we're looking at a really good hockey player. So, consistency. It's been the number one word today.
And the feel-good story from that matchup was Andrew Podorowski, who got to play his first NHL game as a San Jose Shark. This was his seventh NHL game, but what a great thing Sharks did to give him a chance to play on the San Jose Sharks ice right here at the SAP Center. Just played your first game with the San Jose Sharks. How was that whole experience for you here?
It was definitely really cool to be out there and get my feet wet. But at the end of the day, kind of a tough loss. So still stings a little, but we got opportunity to get right back at it tomorrow and hopefully get on the right side of it.
And how did you feel you done overall last night?
Yeah, I think I got better as the game went on. Started to get comfortable out there and trust my instincts, make plays, and create a couple chances and. Just try and do what I do to, bring my game to the team and help the team win games and hopefully get a couple to go in the net tomorrow.
On one hand, it's kind of a tough situation, for the San Jose Sharks. But on the other hand, it's a huge opportunity for you guys. You're getting that chance. I think just a beautiful thing. You're probably going to see a few more games in the coming season here.
Yeah, I spent majority of my career in the American League and I've just been dying for a chance to play at this level. So. Super fortunate for the opportunity and just trying to make the most of it.
What do you find different in the AHL versus NHL?
Pretty simple. I think it's just the pace of play and guys are always in the right spots and you definitely don't have as much time with the puck and you just got to make plays a little bit faster.
Well, that brings us to the tonight's matchup. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Vancouver Canucks, who are currently in the fifth spot with 59 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the Pacific Division with just 36 points. They're also dead last in the league. Now, the Canucks, they are in the fifth position, but they're tied in points for the fourth with Calgary. The only reason they are in the fifth spot is because they have one less regulation win than the Calgary Flames. But nonetheless, they're fighting for the playoff spot, so they're definitely going to come here to play tonight. The San Jose Sharks have played twice this season against the Vancouver Canucks. They lost both matchups, even though they were both one-goal losses. So they were close games. But now, this is a little bit different San Jose Sharks team tonight here. But maybe they still have a shot to get their first win against the Canucks, as Hughes is out of the lineup due to a lower body injury. Now with that, let's go to the tonight's projected lineup for the San Jose Sharks. On the top line is William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. On the second line is Fabian Zetterlund with Andrew Podorowski and Will Smith. Actually, Andrew Podorowski will not be in the lineup as Ty Dellandrea is coming back in. So I'm not sure. Maybe he will be, though. Not quite sure on that one. On the third line is Colin Graf, Lou Cunning, and Barclay Goodrow. And on the fourth line is Carl Grundstrom with Ty Dellandrea and Walker Duehr. In the defense for the Sharks is Jake Vollman with Henry Thrun, Mario Ferraro with Jake Thompson, and Shakir Mukhammadullin with Timothy Liljegren. In the net tonight is Vitek Vanacek. He's returning after an injury. He did get a chance to play in the AHL, so he might be a little rusty tonight, or we'll see. With that, let's go to the first period. Well, right from the start, Vancouver started to pressure San Jose. And just about 7 minutes into that first period, Andrew Podorowski took a tripping penalty. And on the power play, the Canucks spent the whole 2 minutes in the Sharks zone. But nonetheless, Sharks were able to kill that penalty. And during that PK, there was an opportunity for Jake Vollman to clear the puck. But as he came out to the right of the goalie, for some reason, he turned the puck around, didn't feel comfortable going forward. But killing that penalty really gave the Sharks some life there, and they really started to push back quite a bit. The first period ended with the score tied at zero, but the San Jose Sharks outshot the Canucks 7-6. From that penalty kill by the Sharks, the first one, the Canucks only had one shot on goal for remaining about 11 minutes off the game. And also, Vitek looked solid in the net, and he made some timely saves to really keep the score at zero. Well, neither team scored in the second period also, so the score remained 0-0 at the start of the third period. At 6 minutes and 4 seconds into that third period, Macklin Celebrini took a delay of game penalty for puck over the glass. And on the ensuing power play, at exactly 8:04, just as the power play was ending, Pius Suter took a hard shot on goal from the left circle, and Dakota Joshua was in front of the net, and he deflected it in the net and made it 1-0 Vancouver.
Away from Hedl, here's Suter again. He throws on the brakes, watching Graf. Now through the screen, they score! Dakota Joshua gliding in front of Vanacek. That puck finds its way in. It's 1-0 Vancouver.
Well, with less than 2 minutes left in that third period, the Sharks took the goalie out and put the sixth player in. That's when William Eklund took a shot on goal. The puck popped out just in front, and Tyler Toffoli found his way to the puck, tapped on it. The goalie made the save. He tapped on it again, and eventually third or fourth time, he popped it in the net and tied the game at one. And that's how the third period ended.
Empty net down at the other end. 90 seconds to go in regulation. Toffoli, a second shot, and they score!
Well, just over 30 seconds into that overtime, Drew Connor had a breakaway, so Macklin Celebrini ended up hooking him, which was a penalty, while that ended up with a penalty shot for O'Connor, and on the penalty shot, he scored. So the final score tonight is 2-1 Vancouver Canucks in the overtime.
And now he's got the penalty shot in overtime. O'Connor against Vanecek, and he scores.
Well, Tyler Toffoli had a great game tonight. He also tied the game late in the third. He did that in the last game also. The last game, the San Jose Sharks ended up losing in regulation. But tonight, they got a point out of this, but lost in overtime. Tyler, a hard-fought game. Unfortunately, the whole thing got settled with the penalty shot there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I thought it was a pretty sleepy game overall. Wasn't a whole lot really going on. We stuck with it and, you know, obviously able to get a point out of it.
I was going to say, Tyler, obviously you pushing all night long. You mentioned the sleepy game. In the third period, you had a few chances. Just, was it kind of nice to be on the other end of maybe being able to get a goalie pull there? You know, recently that's maybe been a struggle. You guys score with a goalie pulled there and kind of get a point here?
I feel like we're probably the best team when we pull the goalie. We've scored a lot of goals, 6-on-5 or 6-on-4. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we'd rather, you know, us trying to be scoring on an empty net.
Was sleepy good in the sense of you guys were good defensively tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can look at it that way. I just think overall there wasn't a whole lot going on. We had some guys block a lot of shots, which is obviously a really good thing. And I don't think we really won a whole lot of, you know, 50-50 battles in the O zone, so we didn't really create the best opportunities. But I thought when we got our chances, they were really good looks.
Fabian Zetterlin also had a great game tonight. Here's Fabian talking about what worked for them tonight and what didn't.
Macklin takes that penalty there, and you know he's, you know, distraught. And you take the time to kind of go over there and give him a stick tap. Just kind of talk about the message to him there.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, you know. It happens, you know. It's hockey out there, and it goes fast. And, I mean, mistakes happen, and, yeah, he flipped it. He didn't want to do it, but it happens. And, yeah, we just gonna help each other out, you know.
What did you see on Tyler's goal there? You're in on the forecheck on that one.
Yeah, we just you know, structure there, you know, get the puck deep and just trying to win the puck and create from there. And yeah, Tov got a first, second, and third on it, and he went in, and it was, yeah.
For yourself, it's been a little bit since you scored, but you know you've been active on the forecheck, things like that. What maybe needs to change to kind of help jumpstart a little bit more of this offense?
Yeah, I mean. I want to improve, you know, I want to shoot more, you know, I want to do things the right way, but I mean, I just kind of work every day, you know, and get better and better, and the goals will come, and I mean, if I work, they will come, yeah.
It's been a couple of games, obviously, since the trade, but how is this team different without a guy like Kyle Brandon, especially on offense?
Yeah, I mean, we miss him. I mean, he's a great player, but at the end of the day, the guys in here is going to do it, you know, and can't do anything about it right now. And I think we have played two really good games here, and unfortunately we couldn't get a win today. But, I mean, just going to get back tomorrow and work on stuff, and then, yeah.
Well, the coach didn't like that penalty shot. It was questionable. It was really close. But nonetheless, it is what it is. But also, coach talked about it in the morning, how the San Jose Sharks got to stay out of the penalty. They got to be more disciplined. And tonight, both of the goals by the Vancouver Canucks came on a penalty.
Excellent defense by the team. Going to the third period, they get a goal. But you guys answer back, go to overtime. How would you surmise everything?
I thought we competed hard. I thought we worked hard. I thought our puck play was a little iffy at times. But I thought we did, you know, enough to win a hockey game, that's for sure. I think we had him for 8 chances, 5-on-5 against. So anytime you keep a team under that 10, you should, you know, win hockey games.
How frustrating was it for the game to kind of be decided on a questionable penalty shot?
Extremely frustrating.
Tofoli said the game was a little bit sleepy. Is that still good in the sense where you guys kind of really limited chances, like high quality, a lot of shots from the outside on the ones that did get through, a lot of block shots from
you guys? Yeah, I thought we, again, block shots, took care of the middle of the ice. We did a better job of that. So things that we've talked about, we did a better job of. You know, at times I thought we could get a little bit more momentum offensively. We had it for maybe a shift or two, and then it would kind of go back away. With, you know, it comes down to puck play. So we've got to be better at that through the neutral zone.
What do you think of Vitek's performance?
Really good tonight.
One of the things you talked about was the staying out of the box, and seemed like tonight they were a little sloppy in that area.
Yeah, I don't like the Wally one. They obviously delay a game. We chuck a puck over the glass. So preventable ones, you know, preventable ones.
Any message to Macklin? Obviously that delay of the game. I mean, he was so strong defensively tonight, but to kind of have a game turn like that, any message to, you know, the kid like that?
I mean, I think he knows he can't put the puck over the net, over the glass. So he's a bright kid. He understands, and you know, he needs to try to make a play there instead of flipping it. So he'll learn.
What do you thought about Podorowski's game tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he did some good things offensively. I think the pace of the game is trying to catch up to him a little bit. So the more he plays, I think the more comfortable he'll get.
What do you think of Macklin tonight defensively, though? Otherwise, though, because
yeah,
I mean,
good. Yeah, really good defensively, closing on people, good sticks, more alert. You know, not running around from side to side. So I thought he was good tonight.
Well, Vitek Vanecek played his first game after returning from the injury, and he was locked in all night tonight. So it's really unfortunate how the Sharks ended up falling in the OT with that penalty shot.
So Vitek, you seem to be locked in all night long.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a long time after an injury, so I tried to lock in and then focus just on the game, and then wasn't too bad, but still us.
How tough is that in overtime? You know, you get to overtime, the late goal and a penalty shot. Just how frustrating, and I guess not a letdown, but how frustrating is that on your end to have it end like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're buzzing whole game, you know. At the end, we scored a goal for 1-1, and then he called this. So I don't think it was a penalty shot, but it's what it is.
What can you say about your defense in front of you? I think they had, you know, close to 30 blocked shots. I mean, what does that say about the team in front of you? Just letting you see everything when they need to and blocking everything else?
I mean, like I said, I didn't play a long time, so I'm really happy they helped me a lot this game. They blocked shots for me, and then it's always huge when they block the shots, you know. Sometimes you don't see, so I need sometimes to block the shot, and then I'm really happy with that, yeah.
It looked like they were, you know, you were seeing the puck well despite them. You were getting some traffic in front of you throughout the game. I mean, how well were you seeing the puck tonight?
Actually, I saw that pretty well. That was a couple times I didn't see it, and then, like I said, the guys blocked it for me, so that's a good thing. But whole game, it was pretty good, and I see the puck.
What did you see on the penalty shot goal?
I don't know, same like you, probably. Shot on the glove.
Congratulations on the birth of your son. How much sleep have you kind of gotten here over these last 10 days or so?
Sleep?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new life for sure. But my wife, mom, is here. So before the game, she always take the kid, and then she's sleeping with the mom. So I have a pretty good sleep. So I'm really happy she helping me, and then my wife too. Like, she understand that I have to sleep and get some energy. So it's pretty good actually right now. We're gonna see when the mom gonna leave.
Well, it was a hard-fought game by the San Jose Sharks tonight. I like that it was a low-scoring game. There's a lot of compete in the Sharks. It's unfortunate that those two penalties eventually ended up costing the game to the San Jose Sharks tonight. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in shots 34-24, face-off 57%-43%, hits 26-18, and block shots 24-11. While the Canucks led in takeaways 4-2, both teams were tied in giveaways at 14 each. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is from the Vancouver Canucks, and that's Duo O'Connor, who had that one game-winning goal with that penalty shot. The second star tonight from San Jose Sharks is Vitek Vanacek, who made 22 saves. He was .917 save percentage. And the third star tonight is Macklin Celebrini, who had plus one, and he had 20 minutes and 13 seconds time on ice. He had a great game. It's really unfortunate that two of his penalties ended up with those two goals for the Vancouver Canucks. Nonetheless, we will see you again on Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Dallas Stars right here at the SAP Center. And a lot of fans will get to see Cody Ceci and also Mikael Granlund. So it'll be an exciting matchup. We'll see you then. And for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening. And for all the others, thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.